Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I think about what the end is going to be. But I want the church to know tonight I'm not going to turn around. I've been on this journey for 36 years. And I'm not tired yet. In fact, we're going to sing a song in a few minutes that said, I don't feel no ways tired. But every time somebody asks me and say, what you going to do after 36 years? Where are you going from here? You know what I tell them? I believe I run on.
See what the end is going to be.
Believe I run on.
See what the end is going to be.
I'm on a run on.
See what the end is going to be.
I got to run on.
See what the end is going to be.
I'm
going
to run on, y'all.
See what the end is going to be.
I got to run on.
See what the end is going to be.
You know why?
John declared.
I got a long
way to run.
Waiting.
Waiting for them.
Hey.
For me.
Time. I think about it every night.
Waiting for me.
When I get down,
waiting for me.
believe all, run on, run on. See what the end is going to be. That is the infamous Mighty Clouds of Joy with the late, great Joe Lagan. Yes, they are gospel legends in their own right. Yes. Welcome tonight to Throne Room Wednesday. You heard it right here live. It's Throne Room Wednesday. Tonight, the doctor is in, and we are taking all petitions, prayers, prayer requests, testimonies, good words, great words. Everything is going to the throne of grace tonight. We're related for you to be back with us in the Apple Valley studio tonight. Here, the doctor is in, and every Wednesday night, we take all your prayers, petitions, praise requests, bereavement, anything that you have to put up before the Lord, we take it to the throne tonight on Throne Room Wednesday. We're so elated to be back with you yet another week. The Lord has allowed us to come on. Yes, so come on in, come on in. Get people to call in tonight. Last Wednesday, we had 15 callers for prayer, and that was a blessing. So please tell somebody else to call in for prayer. If they're still awake, have them call in for prayer. That's what we want. If they're awake tonight, have them to call in for prayer. Why? Because prayer is essential. Yes, I believe in prayer. I believe it works. And I know you do, too, because if you did not, you would not be calling in for prayer tonight. And we are so elated that you have called in for prayer. So continue to call in, and we'll be forever grateful. Now, we don't do this show just because. We have to do this show because God has allowed us to bring this show to you guys there in Radio Land. This is why we come on. He is the reason for all things. Jesus is the reason for every season. Everything we do has to have something to do with him, and it does. And we are so grateful he gives us this amazing opportunity to keep flourishing and keep chugging on in his name, doing his will as he has foresaw for us to do. So we're so grateful for that. We're so elated tonight. So please remember, always have somebody on Wednesday night. Call in. You be the ram in the bush for them. Let them know about the radio broadcast. Some people don't know we're on for prayer, but when you let them know, they'll possibly call in. But you got to let them know first. You got to share the number. 818-668-5428. I'm giving the number for those who are in radio land online who may not have an opportunity to call but know somebody who could call. 818-668-5428. If you know people in the United States who are up at this time, it's 9:41 p.m. in California. Depending on where you are, it's either 10:41, 11:41, or a brand new day, midnight, 12:41 a.m. the next day, depending on if you're on the East Coast, the Midwest, which includes the Mountain Time, and then the Central Time. So we just are so elated for you guys to be on tonight. 818-668-5428 is the call-in number. Every Wednesday night is prayer night. We're on from 9:30 to 10:30 California time. Then every Thursday night is Learner's Lounge Thursday, where the doctor is breaking down the word of God, teaching and preaching as the Spirit of the Lord gives him utterance on Thursday night. So if you're all jazzed up about prayer and you're saying, well, hey, I want to learn about the Bible. I have an umption and a gumption to want to learn what I'm reading. Well, Thursday night, Learner's Lounge Thursday, we're here where you can learn about the Word of God. Get an understanding, because God says, my people have perished because of lack of knowledge. Well, we're giving you the tools to come in on Thursday. We're going to be here making it available for you to be here too on Thursday night. It's awesome. Be here because I'll be here. The doctor will be here teaching and preaching as the Spirit of the Lord gives him utterance. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Throne Room Wednesday. The doctor is in. He will pray with you now. God bless you.
God bless you in Radio Land tonight. Thank God for another day the Lord has made. And let us be glad and rejoice therein. God bless everybody in Radio Land tonight. Amen. We come into you again. Amen. Is to take your request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Prayer changes things. Let me say amen this tonight. Thank God for all of you, amen, that has continued amen, is to stand with us. Now, the Bible says, amen, the fervent prayers of a righteous man prevail as much. So I'm encouraging you tonight, don't stop praying. Don't think. It's not any time for a real saint of God is to be confused in the world and believe that their prayers is not being heard. Don't faint. Don't quit now. God is too good to us for us to even think. If your prayers is not answered right now, hold on. It does not mean that they will not be answered. So don't you faint. Don't you let nobody tell you that prayer is not effectively. Don't let nobody tell you that prayer does not work. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I am a witness that prayer works. Before I open, amen, the line tonight, I'm going to, praise the Lord, want to read you Psalms, the 90th chapter, verse 1. This was the prayer of Moses. My Lord, thou hast bowed, there has been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountain was brought forward, even thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and says, return ye, children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as well as with a flood. They are as a sheep asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourishes, and it grows up. In the evening it is cut down, and it is withered. For we are consumed by thine anger and by thy wrath. Are we troubled? This is a prayer of Moses, letting us know, amen, that God, the Lord, amen, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Even before the mountain was brought forward, or even thou hast formed the earth and the world, even thou is everlasting to everlasting. Amen. There is no beginning with our God, and there is no ending. Before anything was made, he was. My God, how powerful that is. And Moses was just letting us know, amen, how great God is. He turned his man to destruction. God, amen, see man in destruction, and amen, he allowed them to go into destruction and says, return ye, children of men, return to me. My God, he carries, amen, thou carries them away as with the flood. God, amen, you know how flood comes, and a flood just sweepeth away everything that is in the sight. That is how God, amen, carries man away. That's how great and how awesome God is. They are, amen, sleep in the morning. You sleep, and they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes. It looks good, green. It looks pretty. Amen. It grows up in the evening. It is cut down and it withers because the sun will set down on that grass. That is how our lives is, like a vapor of smoke. We are here today and we are gone tomorrow. Don't you forget to pray. Prayer is vital. Prayer is very important unto every creature that God has created upon the face of the earth. We shall acknowledge him through prayer. We're getting ready to open up, amen, the lines tonight. Hallelujah. But thank all the goodness of the Lord. Amen. The days of our years are 70 and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is there strength and labor sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we are flying away. I don't care whether you get 80, whether you get 90, our lives is going to soon be cut off. It is appointed unto man to die, but then after death then come judgment. Don't forget to pray, saints. Prayer can change your life. Prayer can keep you communicating with the Lord himself. We open up, amen, our prayer lines. So, amen, some will say, so teach us to number our day, that we may apply our heart to wisdom. Don't be foolish. Teach us. We don't have but a few days. Whether we, amen, we call it 60, 70, 80, even 90, 100 years, we don't have but a few days. Let's not waste it, those days, amen, that we have. It's very important. Let us pray. For 1,000 years in thy sight is but as yesterday. Amen. 1,000 years in our sight is like yesterday to the Lord. My God. Let's pray.
Caller from Black Number, you're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Deacon. Amen, amen. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Well, thank God. Amen. Thank God for blessing to hear your voice tonight. Amen.
Yeah, Bishop, I'm calling in for prayer for myself. Amen.
Can you talk up a little bit? I can't hardly hear you.
God has been blessing us so well. Amen. All I can ask is just continue to pray for me so that I can just continue to grow stronger in the Lord.
Amen. Deacon Jennings, I halfway heard that, but there is something, amen, that's blocking us from me understanding you real plainly. Can you repeat yourself again? I'm very sorry.
Amen. I'm sorry.
Talk louder, man.
Yes, saying God has been so good and he's blessing me day by day, and I'm just thankful for him. That prayer is just the key to bless me. That can just push this for higher.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. That was a little bit better. But I hear you, man. God is blessing you day by day.
Huh?
Can God is blessing you day by day, and I'm a witness to that. I see you very frequently, amen, and I see you growing in Christ Jesus, and I know the Lord is blessing you day by day. And I know, amen, that you're grateful and you're thankful for what the Lord has done for you over in your middle age right now. And God is opening up your understanding to many things. We are so grateful for you. So we're going to encourage you tonight, amen, is to stand firm on the word of God. Amen. In prayer. My God. Prayer brings a revelation to us. Understand who the Lord really is. We're going to take your request to the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, tonight I come again Now, seeing you with your tender mercy and grace is to look down upon this man of God. Oh, Lord God, that ministers your word to everybody that he can. Oh, my God, continue to open up his understanding. Oh, help him to grow the more in these last and evil days right now. My God, pick him up high in the name of Jesus right now. Work it out for him. Oh, stabilize him in his household in the name of Jesus, Lord. Start at the house. And my God, let your words be spread to the Lord in Jesus' name, right? Keep blessing him, Lord. Keep his heart open, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the road, my God, get rough and the weight get heavy sometimes. Oh, let him know that you don't put no more upon him than he's able to bear. And we're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the glory. I thank you for his faithfulness. I thank you for his household. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. We love you tonight. God bless you. And thank you for calling.
Amen. We love you too. All right. God bless
you. Amen.
Caller from 818-358. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Good evening, Katasha, Bishop.
God bless you. Good evening.
God bless you, my son.
I'm calling in for prayer for me and my family and that my wife get back safely from Arizona, and also calling for prayer for more understanding and for my mentor. And my teacher, speaking of you, Bishop, for teaching me the word, because I need to know more of the word. And I need a prayer that you will teach me more of the word, so I can get this fire burning hotter.
God bless you, my son. God bless you. The Lord is hearing that tonight, Brother Brandon. Amen. And he knows your heart. The Lord knows tonight, and he hears that. Amen. If the Lord delay his coming and I'm around you, I will certainly pour out of my heart into your heart the word of God. Amen. I want to see you grow, and you are growing. Amen. It may not be a great leap at a time, but you are growing, and you're being steadfast in the Lord. My God, we're going to take your request of the Lord. I thank the Lord, amen, right now for my beloved brother. Almighty God, before it slipped my mind, I'm asking you to go and be with his wife as she has traveled down to Arizona. My God, not for pleasure, but to comfort somebody in their time of bereavement. My God, she travels and she goes, Lord, a lot of time trying to help somebody else, give her strength, Lord. Give her strength right now. You take her down there, Lord. Bring her back safe and sound in the name of Jesus right now. Bless my brother Brandon in the name of Jesus. Oh, make him strong like never before. Renew you, my whole conscience. Renew him all over in the name of Jesus right now. My God, he want to know your word that he can speak your divine word. Put your word in his mouth. Put your word in his soul, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Open his ear that he can hear as we speak the word to him. Anoint him with your divine word. Give him a strong desire, Lord, in just to read your word. Open up his understanding that he might understand the scripture. I thank you for him right now. I thank you for his father. My God, I thank you for all of those he be around, that the anointing of Jesus will spring off of him onto them in the name of Jesus right now. Work it out. We're going to give you the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for calling, my son. Amen. Amen.
Richard, thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Caller from Black Member again, another Black Member, you're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
God bless you. This is Dr. Moore tonight. You're on the air.
I can hear you, caller. God bless you, Bishop. This is Mother Jennings.
Mother Jennings, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm having the same problem, amen. I can't make you out.
Okay, well, I'll call you back because I don't know what.
No, just hang up. Take it off the speaker.
Okay, yeah, because I can hear you now. That's all right. Just amen. Take it off the speaker like Zeke says and just talk on the phone regularly. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I can you hear me
not because I got it off the speaker. Just practice my home. We're coming home after
every close to the break. God bless you. I'm here.
Oh, you still can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, because I have it off the speaker.
All right. What's your request, Mother Jen?
Just pray for my home, that my home become my home of prayer before it's too late. Pray for all of my children. God, I pray them before it's too late.
God bless you, Mother Jen, and we're going to step in that together. Amen. Praying for, amen, our family, that the Lord may save them. And that word is a strong word, before it's too late. Amen. Death is riding every day. My God, my God. God's grace is sufficient for us. So let's pray, amen, that he spare our children, spare our family, praise the Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus, right now, this has been the highlight of this mother prayer, amen. Save our household. Save our children. Lord, hear our prayers tonight. Only you know how to draw them in. We don't know how to draw them in. We can encourage them, but Lord, you got to touch their heart. Turn them around, Lord. Turn them around. I know they realize that they got time, and I know they realize they think, amen, they have time, but time is evading from under us, Lord. My God, save them. Don't let them go to hell in the name of Jesus. And we know, Lord God, if they don't come to you, hell they will lift up their eyes. My God, we're praying together. We're praying together for them right now. Oh, every mother, my God, should be a prayer. Let's pray for our children. Pray for our nation right now in the name of Jesus right now. And our children might turn, amen, and be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and sanctified in Jesus' name. I'm claiming victory for that family. I'm claiming victory for it right now. No matter what Satan has tried to do, I still claim victory in the blood of Jesus against it in the name of Jesus. I thank you tonight, Mother Janet. God bless you. Let's hold faith together. Amen. And the Lord is and he will answer our prayer. God bless you. Thank you for calling. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Prayer will change things.
Calling from 562-228.
My Lord.
You are on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
I bless you, Bishop and Keetasha. My prayer request is for the young boys that are out there that's involved in gangs. That God make a way for those who desire to be out of the gangs, and the ones that are out of the gang, no longer in gang activities. That God save their souls before it's too late. Keep them covered from the enemy.
My God. It seemed to be a big thing, and to humanity, it is a big thing. But, amen, it's a little thing in the eyesight of the Lord, because God made us all, and he able is to control every spirit that there is. But we're going to take along with you tonight, along with you. We're touching. And we are agreeing with you tonight that God will have mercy up on the gangs. Hallelujah. Satan has stolen mind and making a man feel like, amen, the power is in the game. But, oh, mighty God, we come against the forces of hell tonight.
In the name of
those
Jesus.
Those are your children. Those are your children, Lord. My God,
yes,
every one of them in the name of Jesus right now. Some don't know nothing but gain. They mind is
hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver them.
Wow.
In the name of Jesus.
It's going up before them, Lord. No matter what race, creed, or cover the ill, my heart
save them. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Bring them out of the footsteps
save them,
of
Jesus.
Heaven. Put them on the highway of holiness in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Yes,
my
Lord.
God, that gangbanger, that brother gangbanger, let him be a child of God and let him be a witness for you.
Turn him around, Jesus.
Right,
yes,
now.
Lord.
I know our prayer is not in vain, Lord. My God.
Turn him around, Jesus. Turn him around.
You turn us around. My God, turn our children
yes,
around.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Keep them under your blood, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Open the eyes up, Lord. Let them see what way they're traveling. Open the eyes.
Yes, Lord.
Let them know you, they are
right
only
now,
tonight.
Jesus. Right now, Jesus.
My God.
You know,
let your spirit minister to them, even in their sleep. Even in behind the prison wall.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
My God, in the name of Jesus right now. My God, save them.
Yes,
sanctify
Lord.
Them.
Yes, Lord.
The Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we touch it.
Hallelujah, in the name
right
of Jesus.
My God,
Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
We're calling upon
yes,
your holy
Lord.
Name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And we believe in you right
thank
now.
You, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for proud and
right
proud
now.
Proud shows this thing. In Jesus' name we
thank
pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. Amen. Minister Lord, tonight we're touching in the green. And I'm believing the Lord with
yes.
you that God is going to change somebody's spirit. Amen and amen.
Yes, amen. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Caller from 443-467. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you. God bless you, Latasha. God bless you, Bishop. How you guys doing on tonight? Amen. 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 My prayer request is that I know gangs are everywhere, but God knows I need you to pray for Baltimore, for our young people. We know school's about to go back to school on next week, and we pray for a covering for our young kids as they go back to school. And also pray for that God allow us, we got the city to get us, to find us a new church building, a new location, a right location for our ministry. So that's my prayer request. And also praying for my church family back home in California. Amen. That's my prayer request.
Praise God, Mr. Whitehead. God bless you tonight. It's good to be able to catch up with tonight and hear your voice tonight.
Amen.
And no matter what it is, amen, you're still holding, amen, and lifting up the name of Jesus. You're blessing my soul.
Amen.
My God, in the
thank
name
you.
Of Jesus. And we know that there is no dissonant in prayer tonight. My God,
yes,
in Baltimore, this man of God is standing in the midst and in the center of this confusion.
Yes,
Lord,
yes,
he sees this thing with his eyes and perceiving the evil that men have done in their heart. Oh,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes,
the law can't stop them. My God, don't seem like yes, nobody can help them. Oh, Jesus, you can help him.
Oh, God,
you
yes.
can help him. Lord Jesus, upon this
God.
Man, those young people
amen.
That, Lord, they know what they've done, but they don't know what they've done. Turn them around,
yes,
Jesus. Turn them around, Lord. Give them a new mind. Give them a new outlook
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
let them know
amen.
The wages of sin and death, but the gift of God is eternal life. In the name of Jesus
yes,
right now.
Come
bless him, Lord. Continue to
yes,
bless this man of God, Lord. Oh, Jesus, as they transfer from one building to another building, make the way for him.
Yes,
open the doors for him, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
you can
in
do
the
it. I make a place that men and women can come and worship your holy name
In the name of Jesus, bless Baltimore. Bless them right now, Lord. Bless them right now,
right
Lord. My God,
right
you hear our prayer. It don't say what it is for, but the prayer of the prevailing word. Give him strength, Lord, in his weakness, your strength make him perfect right now. Trust his, trust his church family, Lord. Trust everyone in that church family in Baltimore right now, Lord. Excel them higher in you, Lord. Deeper in you right now in the name of Jesus. And we're going to give you
the
praise. We're going to give you the glory for what you have done and what you're going to do right now. Put them on a new move. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thanks the Lord. God bless you, my son. Amen. We're going to trust in the truth in Jesus' name for that great blessing. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Natasha.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's prayer time, children. It is prayer time. Pray. If you don't believe prayer is working, I dare you to get sincerely with the Lord and ask him for ever what you want. You don't have to know anything about him, but just get sincere. If there are any young people out there is listening to my voice tonight, and you don't know nothing about the power of God, just be real in your heart. Be your own self. Don't try to be nobody else. Ask the Lord to do something for you. If you believe that there is a God, a supreme being, much greater than you, ask. And I declare God will move on your behalf to show you how great and how mighty that he is. It is prayer time for every family. Don't faint, children. I know things that the whole Kantalamashana is not looking good. This epidemic, amen, that we are facing, it is not looking good. Medicine is not going to heal us. The doctors can't heal us. We got one doctor that can heal us. That doctor is Dr. Jesus. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. And he going to, amen, cause us to call upon him because there's not going to be any other alternative. Science of the amen has done all they know how, but they don't really have the answer. But Jesus got the answer. Yes, we're praying for our children that is in school and going back to school, that they be protected from, amen, this disease, the Delta problem, amen, of disease, amen. The teachers is afraid. Amen. The country is afraid. Amen. If one child catches a symptom of that disease and any other children around it, they, amen, want to expel all the children. They are afraid. But the Bible tells us Jesus gave us not the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. Come on, children, wake up and let's stand on the word of God like never before. I don't care what come against us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We can, amen, overcome it through the blood of Jesus Christ. Call that number tonight if you want to be delivered. If you have the sickness tonight and you want to be healed tonight, call that number. Dr. Moore and his staff will pray for you. And I believe by the power of God, as I've seen so many times, God will heal you. He will deliver you. I have a sister from our churches in the hospital, Sister Regina. We are praying for you tonight, Sister Regina. Let by the blood of Jesus, amen, that you get up out of that bed rise in Jesus' name and rise whole without any ache, sickness, or pain. We're praying for you. I'm praying tonight for my superintendent tonight, Superintendent Charlie Moore. I know what you're going through with. I pray tonight that God continue to give you strength in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, he's a praying man. He's a faithful man. Oh, my God. Go in that body, Lord, and you'll shunda. Lord God, and you can renew his strength. You know the side effects that, amen, the medicine that he has to take. It's not something that he desires, but Lord, he's only human. Help him tonight. Help his wife tonight. I'm asking you for a miracle. Go there at home and work a miracle in that home. Superintendent Moore, Mother Pearly Moore, in the name of Jesus, touch, heal, and deliver. My God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, saints, get on board. All our help comes from the Lord, who maketh the heaven and earth. Before anything was made, amen, God was. He always have been, and he always will be. It's the Dr. Moore tonight saying there is nothing too hard that the Lord cannot do. People's is fainting. They're not praying like they used to pray. They're not depending upon the Lord like they used to depend upon the Lord. They don't quit. They're fainting. They're not even encouraging people to pray because they done fainted. Because God did not answer their prayer like they thought that he should answer their prayer. They done quit. But oh, let me stir your pure mind up by the way of remembrance. The Lord haven't forgotten you. The Lord have not forsaken you. In the name of Jesus. Reach out and touch your people everywhere. Reach out, Lord, and heal. Not only, Lord, heal, but after you heal, let them serve you. Let them commit their lives unto you. Many of them know, Lord, you're not going to heal them because they know in your heart they ain't ready to serve you. Not our will, but thy will be done. We got, amen, another call on the line. God bless you.
Calling from 323-350. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Kitasha. God bless you, Bishop. I'm still down here in Arizona. And I'll be heading out tomorrow. I'm praying for traveling graces. Lord, Bishop, I'm in agreement with all those prayer requests that went up before the Lord.
Thank you, darling.
I'm praying for little Ryan, praying that he get better and his fever done went down for Kitasha now. Okay,
God,
Bishop, and I'm all praying for, yes. I heard him when we was praying on Monday night. I'm just asking the Lord to pray much for me and my unsaved loved ones. Special prayer requests up on my brother Jermaine, and my daughter had got a little bad news from the doctor, but we ain't gonna believe that report. Put her up before the Lord and my son. Those behind the prison walls. I'm praying for the elders of the church and my whole church family and you, Bishop, and my elders
thank
and my
you,
family.
Thank you,
yes,
thank you, darling.
That, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. It just keeps strengthening us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I'm asking the Lord to pray for those behind the prison walls, unspoken requests. I'm praying for soul salvation and really mostly healing and my husband and his soul and our family.
Yes.
Deliverance in this land. Yes. And those are my prayer requests.
Thank you, my daughter. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you. Amen. And your spirit.
Yes.
Amen. And how you glorify the name of Jesus. My
yes,
God,
we had church.
Somebody is watching your life, and somebody gonna turn their life to Jesus just simply because of the walk that you're walking and the way
thank
that
you
and exalting the name of Jesus. They know when you were in the world how you walk, but now they see a great light. They see a great light
Lord.
In
yes,
your
Lord.
Life.
Yes, Lord.
My God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as my sister is there, as we have already prayed, Lord, she's trying to come for somebody else. Give her traveling grace back home to our family and to our church in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Lord, my God, we pray for her brother. He still is in a semi-coma. Touch him right now, Lord. Dear Mashanda. Wake that mind up, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Wake him up, Lord. Wake him up, Lord. Don't let him just lay there. But it be your condemnation. Touch him right now,
Lord.
Bring him back in, Mashanda. Bring him back. Bring him back in the name of
Jesus.
We know that there is nothing too hard that you cannot do. I know it may not seem like it may not. He may not come this way, but you have the hold of the breath in him. You are the one that is covering him in your blood right now.
Yes,
I've done this. I'm asking you to work it out for him, Lord. Let this be that your name can be really glorified. Amen. To know that, Lord, this is not the first somebody that you brought back, but you done did it for millions and thousands of others. But that he may be a testimony in the midst of this generation that you walk in.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
in the name,
back,
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Strengthen everyone that's praying for my beloved brother right now. In the name of
Jesus.
Touch all those that behind prison wall. Lord God, let us know that there is no dissonant prayer right now. Work it out for them, Lord, right now. Let them find faith behind the prison walls in the name of
Jesus.
My
in the name of Jesus.
God, you are everywhere in one time doing everything. In Jesus' name right now. God, show yourself a people among mankind, boys and girls, in the name of
Hallelujah.
Lord, give them a spirit of righteousness. Give them a spirit, Lord, of deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I thank
Lord,
you for my
beloved
right now. Continue to strengthen her on every hand, Lord. She prayed for greater honor.
Yes,
and I thank you, Lord, for her. My God, having a concern for greater all nations. My God, that you continue to bless greater all nations. Let greater all nations be what you would have it to be, not how we are.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. And we're going to give you praise for what you have done.
Yes, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. God will be shunned
out. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
We'll see you when you get home. God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Katasha. I love y'all.
We love you, baby. God bless.
Caller from
323-616,
you're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Katasha.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Bridget. Amen. Yeah, Bishop, I'm praying. I know you're getting ready to get off the line, but prayer is for you, for strength. Prayer for our ministers at Greater All Nation. Pray for Greater All Nation as a whole. Most of all, I'm praying for the consuming fire of the Lord strike down on my body from my head to my feet for a blessing from God, the Holy Ghost, moving throughout me. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have his way. Pray for my wife and my family. The Lord, just have your way with me.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Amen, Minister said. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. That fire is there. My God, that fire is right there. Amen. And all you got to do is step into that fire. My God, I know you're trying, but just keep on. Listen, the more you try to step into that fire, that's the more Satan's going to try to agitate your spirit to keep you from stepping into that fire. I want you to ignore everything, amen, else but Jesus Christ. And allow that fire to burn with you. When you call upon his name, my God, to feel the deliverance of the Holy Ghost right now, by Roheshita.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, this young man is being obedient unto your word. My God, he's trying to rule him, and he's trying to say that until he be in power with power from on high. My behoorty, do it for him, Lord. Read it right now, Lord. Do it for him. Get a hold of that tongue, Lord. Do it for him, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
My God, trying to come against him right now. I tear it down by the blood of Jesus right now. Give him strength, Lord. Give him strength on every hand right now. Give him strength right now, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I thank you for him. I thank you for him tonight, Lord Jesus. Continue to strengthen him, Lord. He's a blessing to great nation. He's a blessing to me, Lord. My God. Help him, Lord. Help him, Lord. Help, Lord.
Yes,
you don't know who somebody is. Help him right now. Help him right now, Lord. And I know you're going to feel him, Lord, because you said the promise is unto you. And unto you and to your children and to those that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You have promised him the Holy Ghost, and
yes,
you
Lord.
Are not a God that can lie. We stand on
yes.
your word. Give it time, Lord.
Right now,
give it time.
Lord.
I don't know. But
yes,
come
Lord.
Give it time. Give it time. Give it time, Lord.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Give it time, Lord. Yeah, not about the kingdom
yes,
of the Lord. I feel the anointing of the power of God all
yes,
over this
God.
Telephone right now. Ah, Lord, keep lifting up the name of Jesus. I pray for my daughter.
Yes, Lord.
My God, amen. Minister Tanya, in the name of Jesus.
Let's
just stand right by your side, my God, and strengthen both of you at the same time in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Keep lifting
yes,
the name of Lord. Keep lifting up the name of Jesus, preacher. No matter
yes,
what
Lord.
Come against you, amen. Lift up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be
yes,
lifted
Lord.
Up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
Keep lifting him up. Amen. Keep praising him. Keep praising him. And amen. Ever what God promised us, remember, he going to give it to us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank God for you tonight. Thank the Lord for your
thank
calling.
You, Lord.
Amen. We are praying for everyone
amen.
In your family in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name
continue
of Jesus.
To pray for you.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes,
have
sir.
A blessed night.
God bless you.
Prayer will change things.
Calling from 323-428. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes. I'm just calling to request prayer for me and my family.
God bless you, Brother Clyde.
Praise the Lord tonight. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Requesting prayer. Amen. When you're sleeping, prayer is working. When you're walking, prayer is working. My God, in the name
amen.
Of Jesus, I'm asking you, yeah, Lord God, is to hear the prayers, amen, that come from this young man tonight for him and his family. Knit them together like never before. Let them be a prayer, united family together. Let them depend upon each other through prayer. In the name of Jesus right now. Almighty God. Let the father be an example for his children in the name of Jesus right now. You know how to work it out for him. My God, you know what he's going through with right now. I drive every spirit that's not like Jesus away from him in the name of Jesus right now. I thank you for watching over his family, Lord. I thank you for keeping his family. My God, it's nobody but you is keeping us breathing and keeping us healthy. My God, I thank you for it right now. Continue to bless this man of God in the name of Jesus. Touch him, my God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet in the name of Jesus. Let him give up praise to you. Let him give up glory to you in the name of Jesus. Work it out for him. We're going to continue to give praise unto the Lord. In Jesus' name, thank God, amen, for you and your family tonight. We're going to keep you up before the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you, Brother Clyde.
Thank you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and let us rejoice there in it. I'm rejoicing in how good the Lord is. Oh, he's so good. He's so good. I can never stop talking about the goodness of Jesus and what he done for me. Amen. Because he is from everlasting to everlasting. He is God. And besides him, there is none other. I want you out there in radio land. Help me to praise the name of Jesus. Help me to praise the name of Jesus. Satan is being lifted up by the world. Satan got our young people on their way to hell. But would you help me to lift up the name of Jesus, to let our young people know that there is a better and a living way than what they are doing. They don't have to sell their life out to the devil. Jesus come that they may have life and have it more plentiful or more abundantly. The Lord loves our young people. The Lord loves all peoples. By faithful Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obedience. And he was, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacle with Isaac and with Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundation, whom building and maker is God. Are you walking in faith tonight? Do you have that faith of just a grain of a mustard seed and tell the Lord, I'm going to follow you no matter what the price costs me? Because I'm looking for a city that's not made by hand. Oh, and Jesus said, I go away to prepare that place for you. This is Dr. Moore tonight saying, God bless each of you in Radio Land.